GOP candidate John Huntsman got his paperwork in on time yesterday to the Arizona Secretary of State's office, but it was missing the state-mandated signature and seal of a notary public.
They had a justice of the peace in New Hampshire sign it, and then they crossed out where it says seal, they put NA, and they submitted it to us on a copy.
Matthew Roberts is director of communication for Arizona's Secretary of State. He says candidates' nomination paperwork must be original and notarized, and since Huntsman's wasn't, he was disqualified from appearing on next month's ballot. Roberts says a successful appeal on Huntsman's part is unlikely, as ballot printing begins as early as tonight in some counties across the state.
We and the counties are under strict deadlines in terms of getting those ballots printed and out the door, so the folks who are stationed overseas have the ability to participate in the election. So we don't have really a lot of wiggle room.
Huntsman has said he'll appeal the disqualification, but Roberts says it's highly unlikely there'll be time to settle the matter in state court before ballots must be printed. With Arizona's primary just a few weeks away, it's all but certain, no matter an appeal, John Huntsman's name won't appear as a Republican presidential choice. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.